Iditarod teams began the final push up the Bering Sea coast Sunday night. As Emily Schwing reports, everything from the condition of the dogs to the weather can change dramatically and quickly on the sea ice, and that has mushers scrutinizing their own decisions and those made by their fellow competitors.
Dallas Seavey was the first musher to head out onto the sea ice along the Bering Sea coast. Despite a howling wind, he wasted no time blowing through the checkpoint in Unalakleet.
I couldn't be happier.
And the wind?
Yeah, there's wind.
Seavey planned to bed down and rest up in Shaktulik, 40 miles north. He says it's a plan he followed last year.
We don't mind, look at them. They're happy as a clam.
But Seavey always has more than one plan in mind.
I write about a dozen different schedules, actually more like 40 different schedules every year. And more than anything, the reason I do that is to know all the different options at all the different locations.
He isn't the kind of musher that leaves anything to chance. In fact, few mushers do. But this year, Aaron Burmeister says the combination of deep cold and a rerouted trail still has mushers wondering how to tackle the miles ahead.
You can't run a schedule on a new trail with the conditions we've had with 50 below, 2 to 3 foot of fresh snow. You got to run your dog team.
But after 15 Iditarod finishes, Burmeister knows better than to underestimate how well his competition knows their dogs.
And I think the mushers that you see run at the front of this race are all mushers that are very good at reading their dogs, understand what they're capable of, and savvy dog drivers. And that's what you're going to find being competitive in this race.
I will try to win, but my dog team's going to look good doing it.
When he left Caltag, Jeff King says his team looked awesome.
I swear to God, I was laughing, going, I think this time I am going to start picking the color of my truck out right now.
He means the color of the brand new pickup truck that's awarded to the first place finisher in Nome. Somewhere on the trail to Unalakleet, King's visions of a new Dodge Ram turned into sightings of something much less appealing.
They just started profusely pooping and looking like they didn't feel good. So
King has altered his race plan. Something similar happened to Wade Mars. The young musher says his dogs are losing speed, but he's still aiming for a top 10 finish.
I didn't mess up, but we definitely are not going to try to win anymore. We're just going to take it easy and have fun and make it to Nome.
That's a difficult change of plans for a musher that's extremely competitive. It's a lesson Allie Zirkel says she learned long ago.
You can only race as hard as your dog team could go, and then you can't race any harder. So that is a pill that everyone has to swallow, and swallow with a smile on their face.
Zirkel is known for diligently sticking to her race plan.
Do you think that you're ever a flexible musher?
Gosh, I'd like to say yes, so I'm trying to do something a little different right now. We'll see how it goes. I'll get back to you.
She says no musher ever really knows for sure whether it's worth gambling until further up the trail. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Unalakleet.